I'm just watching a film. It's about 6 o'clock in the morning, and I was thinking about stuff. I thought I'd just try and sort of freely gibber and record some thoughts. And one of the hardest aspects of mental illness for me, and that is friendships and friends. And it's hard on many levels, for really old friends and good friends. It's really hard because, I don't think, frankly, I've really told my really old friends exactly how bad I am, and consequently, I just, decline any invitations to go out. And excuse me, I've got a bit of man flu. Which leads to, total confusion, probably, but you've got no mind to sort it yourself because your mind's already fucked and everything's a challenge. And going on to sort of like not so old friends, new friends, these are people that have probably usually only seen you at your best, and there's a point where they start to get to know you a bit better, and it's either let them get to know you or withdraw from the friendship because you're going to be a miserable fucker because you're feeling depressed and you're just, and hopeless, but you don't want to. Your identity isn't represented by that to you, so you do everything you can to ensure that that stays the case. So you avoid those friends. Excuse me. I've got a terrible chest. And then there's very new friends, and they're kind of okay to mix with. I've noticed recently I've been playing some games, Team Fortress, a team sort of team play 12v12 battle game, sort of shooting game. It's good, very team play orientated. And if I don't go on my community's voice comms, then I just stay in the game. Then I don't have to say a lot apart from team talk, as in there's a sniper on the left, and so it's very superficial, but it makes me feel like I'm socialising a bit, and I don't have to give up any of myself, so I don't have to change people's perceptions or, view of me. And this has been really pertinent to me, because I actually don't see any friends. I exclusively see my wife. My dog, and I really don't think any of my old friends know what's happened, or unfortunately, have sort of lost touch. And maybe because I've not returned calls, they've given up. I don't know. And maybe it's awkward, maybe it's a subject that's really awkward to approach, or maybe it's not one that they want to approach, and yet it's one that for me, I suppose the thing that's hard to say is that you wished you'd had more friends around you when the times got as tough as this. That understood, I suppose. Or a few. I mean, I've got my wife. And I've got, friends on Twitter who obviously understand. But I find it hard to even communicate with them at the moment because I'm just depressed and motivated. Not that motivation's important, but excuse me, it's just a cough boo. It's really hard that. It makes me sad.